Healthy Life.
Welcome to America Tonight, kicking off the new year with our favorite from Talk Radio News, Victoria Jones. Victoria, I trust that you rang in the new year in style.
Oh, absolutely. I was in bed by midnight.
That, you know, my mother used to say nothing good happens after midnight, so you were probably in the best place you could be in D.C. So, but I'll tell you what, there were other people that were up and catting around at the Capitol. The fiscal cliff, I guess we didn't really dive off of it, depends on your point of view, but there was a lot of infighting leading up to the vote in the House. The F-bomb was leveled from Boehner at Reid. That was reported. Sort this whole thing out for us from your point of view.
Well, I mean, Boehner and Reid obviously aren't on the best of terms. That happened Friday before Christmas at the White House and was a result of, Reid. You may remember Reid publicly said that Boehner was running the House like a dictatorship and was more interested in securing his own speakership than in striking a deal. And then he bumped into, Boehner bumped into Reid in the lobby of the White House, and he crooked a finger at him and said, "Go F yourself." And Reid looked kind of startled and said, "What did you say to me?" And he said, "Go F yourself." So he said it twice, and there were multiple witnesses to this.
Oh, yeah, that was juicy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So finally, the whole thing gets resolved. Resolved. In a sense that we're going to break it down, folks. We're going to go through everything, capital gains, amount that we're talking about, where we discovered the rich people's number is in this country, and everything else. We'll go through that whole thing. But now that it's all said and done, what's the feeling afterwards in Washington? Are people just exhausted and tired of it?
Yeah, they're exhausted and tired of it. And then there's this awful nagging feeling that, okay, that was round one. That was actually not even round one. That was like an overture to the first act. Because now we have the sequester, which, of course, is the Pentagon and domestic spending cuts, automatic, which have been delayed for 2 months. We've got those coming up in 2 months, which, of course, they didn't deal with for a year. So how are they going to deal with them in 2 months? We've got the debt ceiling, which we're going to bump up against, which the Republicans intend to make a huge stink about. And coming up on March the 27th, we're going to run out of money to fund the government.
Yeah, so we're back at square one again.
Yeah.
Oh, those cliffhangers. Something else to look forward to. We're going to have to come up with something other than fiscal cliff, though. Sandy aid was also very big because it didn't get voted on. There were some really, really furious people in the Northeast, and probably the one who had the harshest words was the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. How did that all get discombobulated because of the push for the cliff, or what happened?
Nobody knows yet. I think that'll come down in the next few days, but it's thought because nobody knew it was going to happen. Eric Cantor was pushing to get this bill on the floor and was working with the House Republicans and Democrats, who were working seamlessly together by all accounts, like they were of the same party, to get the bill to the floor. Because remember, it had already passed the Senate. Once again, the Senate had actually done their job. And so they were desperately trying to get this bill to the floor, and meantime, Boehner was shouting at people, and they all thought this was going to happen, and Chris Christie had been told repeatedly, as had the others back in the state, that this was coming to the floor, would come to the floor off the fiscal cliff, and then suddenly, inexplicably, Boehner alone made the decision he wasn't going to pass it, and it's thought that he must have decided that because there weren't big spending cuts in the fiscal cliff bill, that this was just, and we know how angry House Republicans were about that, that this was just going to be too big a lift for the House Republicans, because this was in two parts, but it was going to add up to nearly $60 billion of spending for disaster relief, hello, which has been done for Katrina and Andrew and Gustav and every other name, but not for Sandy. And so he pulled it.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
And there are people who are cold in New York and New Jersey tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're talking about the 15th, right? For the that's what I heard. 15th for the next vote that they, you know, to make it official, push it through, that kind of thing.
Yes, there'll be a smaller vote on Friday, $9 billion for flood insurance, then the big vote, the $51 billion vote, before the 15th. And I have to tell you, I don't know that there's any guarantee that that $51 billion vote will go through.
Oh. All right, everybody listening to us in the Northeast affected by Sandy, you heard it from Victoria's lips. It don't count on it, let's put it that way. And finally, filibuster reform in some parts of the Capitol, that seems to be a dirty word. In others, it's okay, let's get this done. What's going on there?
Well, the latest is that it looks like it's not going to happen tomorrow. It was Thursday. It was going to happen Thursday. But now, Harry Reid apparently is going to employ a circuitous procedure to technically keep the Senate in its first legislative day. And he's going to send the chamber into recess, not adjourn, and that's going to keep the Senate in session. And what he's going to do is that means that the Senate will officially be in session for days and days and days and days, but it'll still be the first day, and so he's not going to do filibuster reform until later this month. And that buys him time to try and strike a deal with Mitch McConnell.
Mm. Yeah, good luck with that. They might have a few lunches over at Ebbets Grill, or I guess at the Capitol dining room somewhere with a screen up where people can't hear what they're saying to each other, perhaps.
Yes.
Victoria Jones, Happy New Year, and thanks so much.
And to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so who's the true winners and losers in this deal? And ultimately, folks, it's a fiscal cliffhanger. As you heard Victoria say, this just gets booted 2 months down the line, March 27th. We'll be talking about the same thing over again, all over again. We're going to do this ring around the rosy. So there's some bogus elements to it, including wind energy tax credits. And we talked about this a ton. We had experts on. We found out that without a doubt, pumping $12.1 billion into wind energy tax breaks is just stupid. 3% of U.S. electricity. Hey, I'm all for clean, cheaper, and renewable, but not stupid, idiotic, and too costly. And that's what's also part of what this agreement is, the other parts of it. You know, it's always what's stuck in the inside of a deal that you really don't find out about. So that's probably the biggest blunder of them all. Plus $4 trillion still gets heaped on to our awful deficit. So go figure that. $4 trillion. So $4 trillion more. What did I say? $20 trillion eventually, and I don't know how we possibly dig our way out of this. So Congress's failure to renew the cut, for example, in payroll taxes that got a lot of the attention, and what's interesting is those taxes fund Social Security, they're again going to cause us problems like they have in the past. And what about small businesses? Where are they left in all of this? They're truly probably the biggest losers, and small businesses make up 90% of the United States, of all of the income-generating parts of where we are in this country. It's small business that makes the engine cook. On the flip side, the governor of Jersey goes wild. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
There's only one group to blame for the continued suffering of these innocent victims: the House Majority and their Speaker, John Boehner.
So they had a swear jar at the Capitol, well, both in Jersey and in Washington, D.C., it would be bursting by now. They were already filled it up, and they would have already cashed it in. It's not just John Boehner who swore at Reed after the crazy dictatorship remark, because that's what happened, and that's when he decided to go after him and mumbled his F-bomb toward him. And naturally, that was picked up by people that were close within earshot and had reporters' notebooks and devices. See, these guys don't understand. We are in a mic'd up world, baby. Everywhere you look, there's mics. It's all we live in open mic land. That's what they need to tell politicians from now on. It's not like the old days, guys, where you got the cues like 1, 2, 3, okay, 4, 5, 6, you're on, and they pointed to you and you saw the red light. Just assume you are always on mic. Somewhere, somebody is catching you, and that's what happened with John Boehner. But there were a lot of people upset, of course, at this craziness of the fiscal cliff. It really was a misnomer in the first place, since the date was a fake date. They chose January, the December 31st. It could have been this March date. Now it gets kicked to the March date anyway, so it doesn't matter. We're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. You just can count on it happening. It's like I said, it's a wicked game of musical chairs or ring around the rosy or whatever you want to call it. We're doing the same thing since I've been on the air. We've been doing the same thing, especially when it comes to pushing up the debt ceiling. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, who comes on this show a ton, said, oh, yeah, we always do that. We just go out to lunch. We go get hoagies because we knew we're just pushing up that ceiling again. But now they've pushed up the ceiling so much, it's come to that point. It really has, where there is it's not imagined, it's not fear mongering. It's true. We are all on plastic, baby. So when you get preached to about your debt and the evils of credit, think of the government. It's just one giant credit card. That's where we're at. We're not even attacking the principal. But that had nothing. The debt ceiling wasn't even the mix, wasn't even the main mix here in this whole fiscal cliff stuff. And you just heard Chris Christie, because what happened with the Sandy thing, as you know, we talked at the top of this, is the Sandy vote just got kicked out. That didn't even get, that just got pushed away. And naturally, when you have so many people in Staten Island, when you have people in northern New Jersey, and lots of those pockets in those two states, and a few others, by the way, who are waiting for things to happen that cost money that the government promised, it's all part of that whole FEMA thing, they're hanging in the balance with some pretty cold temperatures back east. So Pete King, the longtime congressman from New York, naturally goes nuts, blasts the party for pulling the move that they moved after a closed-door meeting with Speaker Boehner. They were told the House would vote Friday on a $9 billion flood insurance, as you heard. Then they're going to get the $51 billion on January 15th. But tell that to people who are looking at the calendar. 15 is a long ways away. So you can bet that there's going to be massive blowback on now what's happened with the Sandy plant. It's one thing. You're talking about critical money, critical aid to the people in one of the worst hurricanes that we've seen. Katrina, Sandy, right? Katrina, Sandy. That's where I would put it, at least in modern times. You could go to Andrew and what happened there, but they got aid pretty quickly. So here, it should have been one of the biggest priorities for this new Congress. And in New Jersey, like I said, they had to restrain Chris Christie. So it's a good thing he's not a slender man who can really move about, because I think he would have taken a couple of heads off. I really do. So they punt this vote until the next session. And as Victoria said at the top of the show, if you didn't hear Victoria Jones, somebody always joins us from Washington, mentioned that, hey, you know what? There's no guarantee, by the way, that they're going to have this vote when they say they're going to have the vote. I think that there's going to be so much pressure they will have to. But she's right. There's no definite guarantee that this is going to happen. Now, we're taking the show to Washington at the end of the month. Hey, maybe it all comes down the pike when we're there. I hope not, because that means an entire month. And what Pete King said, good for him for saying this, he said, stop giving money to congressional Republicans. Just don't do it. He says, you know, he's a longtime Republican, embraces the whole conservative values, all that stuff. He says, I'm saying anyone from New York or New Jersey who contributes any money to Republicans, congressional Republicans, they're crazy. They shouldn't do it, because they got knifed in the back. If you're from Jersey, if you're from New York, they threw a knife right at your back. Now, here's a question. Do you think it's that drastic, number one? I know there are a lot of people listening that would say, well, you know, this is the problem in the first place, because we rely so much on a broken FEMA, the given name to our aid, you know, funding FEMA, so that every time we have these disasters, we go to the well, and the well is completely dry. I go back to my remark about plastic. Eventually, the plastic is your leverage. You're maxed out. They won't take your card anymore. So we're Peter and Pauling all over the place, like that biblical reference. We are. That's what we're doing. We're piecemealing everything. We live in a piecemeal society, because we're just covering one gap, covering the other gap, and eventually it just all crumbles in if you don't keep building on that foundation. And the failure to do this, I mean, even, you know, you're talking Democrats, Republicans, they are united, brother, in those two states. The New York governor, couldn't be more liberal, Andrew Cuomo, is right there with Chris Christie, saying the failure to do this when Americans are in need and we were supposed to come to their aid, that tradition was completely abandoned in the House last night. So Boehner, I think, as you heard, is he's going to get the massive, I think, blowback for this. As I said, there's going to be some blowback. Probably he gets the biggest of all. Boehner is in trouble. I mean, does he hang on to that speaker title? I'm going to say barely, but barely. Our pal, who's been on this show three or four times, Congressman Michael Grimm, he said that flat out this postponement is just a betrayal. And that it was never in question that Boehner and Cantor were going to help New York and New Jersey. They were going to do it. They knew what was going on. And then for some reason, they decided not to bring it to a vote. So what is the concern? Because the Senate version went over $60 billion. They're trying to deal with these spending cuts and the fiscal crisis and all that other nonsense. So I suppose this is why this got pushed back, because where are they pulling the money from? But yet, when they push it back, we're talking, 2.5 weeks. We're talking 2 weeks. That's what we're talking about. 2 weeks for this, pretty much, give or take. If it's approved, I think it's shocking. New York is our biggest state. No matter how you feel about New Yorkers, embrace them or really get on your nerves. We're Americans, and don't we help each other? Like I said, I know that there's people that are listening to this, and I agree with this, that in most cases, wouldn't it be great if you had a community that could just pull everyone up and rally around and help each other? And they're doing that, but it's not enough. I mean, they got leveled. This is one of the worst to ever hit the Northeast. In fact, in my lifetime, I would say there was one other hurricane, Agnes, but that only hit parts of the Jersey Shore. This is the worst in my lifetime for my family in that area. Luckily, they just had some power outages and some down limbs and stuff. They didn't get hit the way some other people did. But you had 120 people that died. I mean, you've seen the pictures. Everybody can recall in their head right now the fact that you had the roller coaster that was off of Seaside Heights that was in the water, showing how awful it was. But you had Connecticut that was in the mix here. You had other areas. As I said, there were other pockets from North Carolina all the way up the coast, probably to the tip of Maine. 72,000 houses were out. Businesses, boom, destroyed. That's just Jersey. In New York, 300,000 houses were damaged or destroyed, and 265,000 businesses were affected by all of this. We've told you the numbers in the past. So charity concerts to try to help raise money for the people who are victims of Sandy is great, that whole disaster relief, but it's not enough. It's not enough, and this should have been voted on, and the fact that they kicked it is a real kick in the gut, I think, to the people who are still desperately waiting for some aid. Just awful. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283 if you want to weigh in.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable LiFO absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without your news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose.
Here in just a second, but if you want to weigh in on the fiscal cliffhanger, because this gets booted to the end of March, let's face it, do it. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And by the way, everybody will end up paying a little bit more, and let me explain that. It has to do with the payroll taxes. Now, what happens is payroll taxes will move. The rate was, they didn't extend the 4.2% rate that had been in place, so now it's like 2%. That means, we'll give you an example, and there's tons of them out there. I'm just going to pick a random number. And if you were an individual earning $41,000, you would be considered in the poverty level in this country. But, okay, we'll just say $41,000. You'll get $32 less on your paycheck that you get every 2 weeks. So 41,000, there's your benchmark, $32 less every time because of the 2% kick. But that, what they did with the payroll taxes there, what happens is that gets dumped into Social Security, so that's how they make up that money. The people that will get hit the hardest besides anyone making $400,000 in that range now that we've decided who the rich people are? That's what we decided, if you make that, or if you're a couple making, the couple is a little bit less than that, but in that $400,000 range. Otherwise, it changes from person to person. But the other thing that will happen is the some of the tax breaks, some of that changes a little bit. And the exemption for estate taxes is $5.12 million, and that'll be adjusted for inflation moving forward. But the top rate rises to 40% from 35%. So that's for the people with the biggest amount of money, the high income earners, so to speak. But the bottom line is this: everybody is going to pay more in some way. And we are adding $4 trillion to the debt by 2022, by the way. So more taxes, more class warfare, because I think that's what this is. If you read into the personal stories, that's where you find out who's paying more. You know, if you flip on the tube, you have reporters running around asking everybody, well, how does this affect you, and how many kids do you have, and what kind of credits are you still going to get with the fiscal cliffhanger, because it is a cliffhanger, or what kind of breaks will you still get? And the bottom line is, for people making over $400,000, they're going to pay 44% in taxes. That means small businesses. And the small businesses were worried in the first place because of the Affordable Health Care Act and how that's all going to come around and what are the new taxes going to be in that. So that's truly the area that gets kicked in the gut. But it's not a surprise, knowing going forward, if the current plan was going to be voted on, that's what was going to happen. So now it's full speed ahead. Full speed ahead. So we need economic growth here. That's the key thing. We need economic growth. Where are we getting the economic growth? So you have a furious governor of New Jersey, a furious governor of New York. Chris Christie and Andrew Cuomo couldn't be more politically polar opposite than any people that I can think of. But boy, they are buddies now, probably splitting a cheesesteak somewhere. They are that upset. And think of Christie and all of the photo ops he did with Obama. So he didn't get anything out of that, did he? He didn't get what he thought he was going to get, because there was a lot of play over Christie and Obama, and Christie sticking up for the president and saying, listen, he came here to help New Jersey, and so when he was getting attacked for being too friendly with Obama right when the election was happening, he was able to answer back and say, whatever, this is my state. I'm going to make sure they get the money. And he is upset they didn't get the money. But like I said, it's all on a credit card. Just remember that. It's all on a credit card. All right, I said we were going to turn the page, and we will truly do that. And we know this is going to be the theme of this show, because people are going to want to chime in, and the mailbox is overflowing with many of you who had something to say about it. But when I talk about a kick in the gut, to me, this, and I'm going to ask you this, is this fair or foul? You know, we had the scene in July, and I was in Ocean City, New Jersey, when this happened, where you had the Colorado movie horror show, and what happened with that idiot, that nut, that went in Aurora and killed way too many people. You know, a dozen people dead for going to see a Batman movie, and so many others injured, and just awful. So now this movie theater invited the parents, grandparents, cousins, widows of 9 of the 12 people killed in the July shooting if they wanted to attend an evening of remembrance followed by a movie, because the theater is reopening. So they decided that they were reopening the movie theater, and they were going to reach out to the people and make a big deal about it and give the family members a movie ticket and some, you know, talk to them about, you know, how sorry they are about what happened or whatever, and decided that this was the way to do this. Do we hear any boos in that live audience back in the mothership? I think that's terrible. See, they're not really thinking this through. To reopen the theater, of course, they can reopen the theater. But I would go low-key. Wouldn't you go low-key on that? Yeah. out of room. Geez, how do we handle this? Of course, we're sick to our stomach. Can't believe it happened. Why did it happen to us? Why did it happen to people in our theater? We feel awful. We're trying to do whatever we can. And then somebody decides, I got an idea. Let's invite the people who are still only 6 months out of this, and let's get them to feel good and come back and come to the movie theater. Oh, no, 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 no. Just all they should have done was just open the movie theater. Make it low-key and don't invite people that were affected by the attack and other guests in this case. You know, the idea that they're turning this theater into, what they've decided to do is they're going to make the whole place like extremely digital and all that, and that's fine. But the idea of having the people back that way, ooh, I think that's rough. And some of the family members have already reacted because of what happened with James Holmes. You know, already this everything that's happened in light of that, some of the stories that have come out, and then, you know, what's going to happen. What do they have enough evidence to put Holmes on trial? Prosecutors, defense lawyers say they're ready for a huge hearing next week where prosecutors have to outline that case against the nutty redhead who's charged with killing those 12 people and wounding the 70 during that midnight showing of the Batman release. And, you know, the defense team is saying that they could waive the hearing, but people that are handicapping this on the legal side say sometimes that's normal. They go ahead with the hearing to get an idea of how the prosecution's case is going to be laid out. It's like that sneak preview, and this is a normal thing that happens. But, you know, this guy is charged with, obviously, the multiple deaths, as I said. And here's the thing. I think what they're going to do is, you know, they're going for the insanity. That's what they're going for here. And, I mean, what a screwed up thing. First of all, it's screwed up about with the people, inviting the people back. I say, you know what, maybe they should have leveled the movie theater. Maybe they should have leveled the movie theater. Because, you know, what are the victims' family members to do? You know, the theater has to, is the theater liable for the crazy gunman? You know, where is their anger going to be placed? I'm going to say it's going to be placed partially with the theater in the reopening. So I say that that's probably one of the biggest blunders of the, at least announcement-wise, of the week. They're not going to open it until January 17th, however. So we'll have to wait and see ultimately how many people come out for that. And, you know, if any of the family members do, certainly there are other things. I would have just... You know, what they could have done is set up some kind of scholarship fund, had people donate to it, or they had to have some better ideas kicking around in that meeting. I'm just assuming they had to. But maybe they're taking their cues from some of the people on the Hill. Yeah, I don't know. It makes no sense to me. When I saw it, I was like, oh, I totally relate to why these people are so upset. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Come on, give me a break on this one. Give us a break. Coming up on America Tonight, sports, because, yeah, we got NFL football. You know, we do that Nail the Score thing. And, of course, Nail the Score is coming up later tonight. But before we get to Nail the Score, I wanted to talk about some of the actual matchups we have and what's happening in the NFL. There's actually a couple of people, or at least one big name, that's leaving the game. He was an NFL great, but there are certainly many people that think Ray Lewis got too many breaks and shouldn't have been back in the game in the first place. Remember, this is a guy who's accused of being involved in a murder. But having said that, defensively, he was incredible for the Baltimore Ravens. He's decided that he is going to step aside because he wants to watch his son play football. So who's in, who's out, that kind of stuff, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Here on America Tonight with some off-the-grid stuff and then taking a look ahead at what's happening on Saturday and Sunday when it comes to the NFL. Don't forget, in our third hour here on ATN, you can try to nail the score. The computer randomly will pick the game of the week. You call in. You don't have to know anything about football. Tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. How easy is that? And like I said, you don't have to have massive football knowledge. It's like playing the lottery, only you don't have to pay a dollar or $2 and to pony anything up. You could be like Dave in Vermont, and you could be a winner. He was a winner early going in the season. Here we are into the playoffs, and we're continuing it because, backed by popular demand, we decided to continue it through the playoffs. Some of the quick off-the-grid news and notes of big interest is one of the really mainstays for the defense for the Ravens, Ray Lewis, has announced that this season is it for him. He is finito, done. Says he'll miss his buddies, but he's got to be there for his kids. Take a listen.
I want to one of the hardest things in the world is to walk away from my teammates, because that's my brotherhood. The only thing I ever play for is to be right there, you know, and to raise a Ed and to be with Sizzle for so long and sit next to him. And we so much on the same path. Does that part hurt? Absolutely.
All right, absolutely, but this is it. This is his last hurrah, last ride, last whatever. You heard him give homage to his buddies on the team. He is definitely one of the probably best middle linebackers of all times, but he does not leave the game without some controversy and in a lot of different directions. I mean, this is a guy who was a two-time Defensive Player of the Year, 13 times to the Pro Bowl, for whatever that's worth, for as much as we make fun of the All-Star game in the NFL. But you can't deny his football chops, you know, absolutely. Super Bowl, MVP, and he definitely had a huge role in that Baltimore team, even from the mentoring point of view. And losing Ray Lewis will be tough, I think, for the Ravens. You remember he got into some trouble with the nightclub and got into trouble with some people that he hung around, and there were a lot of other things that Ray Lewis had to overcome, including the fact that he was involved in, you know, he's involved, as I said, with a bunch of people in a club where somebody was murdered and ultimately was cleared of all of that. And at the time, I think it was rough going for him initially as he got back into, you know, got back into the game. However, then that he just moved on from there. So this is his last season. Who will find themselves on the outs with the Dallas Cowboys? You know, when your season, when you're done, the season's over, there's a massive disappointment. You could have gotten into the playoffs, do or die, but the Redskins beat you. And you have a big-time payroll, and you have a big-time owner. Eventually, the pressure gets to you. The Cowboys haven't had a winning season since 2009. That's just the last time they made the playoffs. They weren't setting the world on fire. So who goes from the Cowboys roster? This is a question not only the Cowboys are asking themselves, but a plethora of other teams are saying, too, like the Philadelphia Eagles, who had a pathetic four-win season. So Andy Reid was booted. He's already been mentioned for a possible job with the Cardinals or the Chiefs. Cardinals seem more likely in some capacity. And this is what happens before you even get into the playoff games. All the maneuvering starts as to who's in and who's going to be out and, you know, what's going to happen, especially, like I said, with a big-time team with a owner with a colossal ego and a big checkbook. All right, these teams are in, and their fans are psyched, and they should be. How about Cincinnati fans? They love their Andy Dalton. Of course they do. Cincinnati and Houston will tangle, and that game could be an interesting game. That game kicks on Saturday. It's the 4:30 game, East Coast time, that we're talking about here. Houston is a team that has had an interesting season, too. You think of Matt Schaub, the quarterback there, and how he has so earned that spot with their 12 wins. I don't know. If this was the game of the week, I'd be hard-pressed on this one. The Texans host the Bengals. The crowd's going to be crazy. Schaub finally gets his real day in the sun, I think. It's his first season start, as you know, they're going to try to obviously boot the Bengals in front of their crazy wild home crowd. And this is they lost their last couple of regular season games, and they would have, if they had won those games, it could have had huge implications for them. They could have gotten a first round bye and home field advantage and all that stuff. So unfortunately, they didn't play very well. They had a great start and then they petered out. For Andy Dalton and the Bengals, it's back-to-back playoff bursts for them since all the way back to the early 80s. You'd have to go to find that for the Bengals. And it's going to be pretty, I think this is going to be a close game. It'd be pretty tough to, I don't know, I think it'd be pretty tough to pick against the I'm going to say it's going to be pretty tough to pick against the Texans, but geez, you never know. You know, when you look at the playoffs, all bets are off, I think, with the regular season. As much as people want to compare, there are certain things you could look at as trends. But if this is the game that's picked, I say go with your gut instinct. All right, here's the game I can't wait for. Maybe it's because of my allegiance to the mothership here at the network. But Minnesota and Green Bay. Boy, and the people in both areas are primed. There's all kinds of bets going on, fun bets, and, you know, trash talking, all that kind of thing. And Green Bay wants it bad, but, boy, the Viking fans really, really want it. And this is the night game. It's an 8 o'clock kick. Adrian Peterson, I think, should, from the Vikings, the running machine, he's the reason they got into the playoffs, too. His advancement of the ball in that final play, or setting up the final play for the kick. And there's no doubt he was the man for the Vikings. I think he should be the MVP. I like this game. This is going to be a fun game to watch. And let's see what happens. You know, the NFC North champs, the Vikings, it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up. Peterson has to get at least 100 yards, I think, to make this work for them. I think he does, and maybe some Packer fans are going to be upset by what ultimately is the final outcome for that game, and it may be the best one to watch of the whole weekend. You know, I mentioned Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis still in the playoffs, and the Sunday game is his team, 1 o'clock kick, and that's Indianapolis and Baltimore. How about Andrew Luck for everything that was made over the loss of Peyton Manning in the playoffs with their 11-5 record, and Baltimore, very, very tough at home, incredibly tough at home. And I'm going to say that it's going to be hard for Andrew Luck to shred some of the areas of that defense that he'll want to. And I think Indy loses that one in a close one. And Seattle and Washington, everyone's going to be watching RG3 and what he's able to do after he had, what was it, 7 wins in a row and the huge win for the Redskins that iced the cake for them when they took care of the Dallas Cowboys. And that matchup on Sunday, boy, 7 straight wins since Griffin, they slapped the C on him, the captain, and winning the NFC East title was huge. In fact, I was looking up his numbers today, Griffin's numbers, his 102 passer rating, highest ever by a rookie, third best in the NFL. I think he's going to have a great day, and it's the first postseason game for the Redskins for the first time in 13 years. You gotta think that they're gonna roll through Seattle. That's what I think anyway. We'll see what the game of the week is when we do nail the score. That's in our third hour. If you have any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Crazy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.